Hello, I'm Hilary. Welcome to sleep. 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 And amazingly, sleep. We spend about a quarter of our entire lives asleep. Those who don't would certainly like to. Sleep. Sleep. It might seem an awful waste of time when there's so much to do, and without it we feel irritable, lethargic, and unhappy. Physically, our reactions are slower, and we suffer headaches and stress. In severe cases, genuine ill health can result. In fact, up to 20% of all consultations with the doctor are sleep-related. Remember that you're not a machine. So great are the difficulties, and so complicated the causes, that more than 80 separate classifications of different sleep disorders now officially exist. How much sleep we actually need varies a great deal and depends on the individual. A baby requires about 14 hours of Einstein every day, whereas a child of 5, about 12 hours. Most adults need huge individual variation, whereas other people never seem to feel thoroughly refreshed and alert. Without a proper night's sleep, you feel more suspect than you should be. Your reflexes are slower, and everything you do takes a great deal more effort, and you may be irritable and snappy. What actually happens to us in physiological terms during sleep still remains a deep and profound mystery. Iris Murdoch, in her book The Black Prince, sums this up nicely. Remember that you're not a machine. If you are having problems sleeping, it's not part of a disease in itself, but a symptom of something that isn't quite right in your life. Something has disrupted your normal daily habits. This may be due to a disease, distress, to a misconception of exactly how much sleep you need, or, of course, to an abnormal lifestyle. You expect to have difficulty sleeping for a few days when you're jet-lagged, and we're all familiar with the problems faced by shift workers.
Give your body and your mind a chance and sleep well done.